All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jay Wright sounds an awful lot like somebody I know. Me. I mean, I put it on the sheet this morning. Give me 2 minutes on this, and then we can move to Rico's Player A or Player B. We're going to have some fun. We'll get to who said it coming up in a few moments. I think Greg Campy and OU helped usher out this era, meaning, look, the one-and-done stuff hasn't really been effective in the last several years. But last night was a prime example. I mean, Reed Sheppard, if the Pistons took him number three overall, I'd have no problem with it. He was god-awful. He looked like he bleeped himself at the prom. You had Reeves, you had Dillingham. You know, you have some of these guys. You can't win with a freshman team anymore. No. You know, and they're playing grown-ass men. So, okay, great. Then I'll just develop people. Well, you can't. You can't keep people. You just said it. Greg Campy won't be able to afford to keep his roster. Teams aren't going to be able to afford to keep their roster. So I can't develop them. I can't have kids in my program for multiple years. But I can't go out and get high-end players and win on the front end. So go ahead, Rico. How do you reconcile that for the health of the sport?
I mean, the health of the sport, Mike, is what you're going to end up is you're going to lose all the superpowers. You're going to lose all the top-notch teams where it used to be, you know, the penthouse, and then it was the basement, but it was a lot of people in the middle. The penthouse is going to go away, and this is going to be pretty much middle teams where anybody can, on a given year, it won't be a dynasty anymore. It's just going to be, okay, we got three good players in hoops. As long as these three stay together, we're going to be something. And then we may fall off. You know what you basically become? Memphis basketball, where all of a sudden you're good, you're bad, you're good, you're irrelevant, you're good again. That's what college basketball is going to be like. Because if you happen to land, if you can go into Division II and get that sharpshooter, okay, now you got something. If you can convince the guy not to leave and stick with your program, now you got something. Or if you happen to get super freshman who comes in, there's no one way of doing this because it's going to be so difficult. But what I think you're going to lose out on is the term blue blood. Because I said earlier, like, there's only two or three that I really still consider blue blood. And honestly, I only really consider Kansas. North Carolina has a chance to get back. But remember, they missed the tournament last year. So Kansas has really been that one team that's been that stellar every year they're going to be there. UConn wins the title, falls off. Wins the title, falls off. That's what I think.
Or wins the title and goes back-to-back for the first time since 06-07.
That Rico. Won't happen.
Who the hell is beating that right now? Do you see the score of that game? Mm-hmm. That is obscene.
Yeah, that's Stetson, Mike.
I don't care. There's not even a flirtation. They're up 50-13.
Right. That's Stetson. They're supposed to win this game.
Yeah, okay. Kentucky was supposed to beat OU.
No, they were.
How about Long Beach State against Arizona in the first half?
Mike, last time I checked, they're the number one overall seed.
I understand. It's 50-13.
Okay, right. They were supposed to win this game. I take nothing from this. It's Stetson. It might as well be Ooey Pooey. It might as well be me, you, and David.
Yeah, except I don't know the last time I've seen someone up 40 in a first half.
they're dominant, dude. They're a wagon.
Right.
And as you know, momentum doesn't carry from game to game, Mike.
I'm aware of this. I don't know why you're being obtuse.
I'm not. You're acting
well,
like
you're yelling and you're upset for no reason. Okay. So, I mean, there is that.
Okay. You're acting as if they're winning the national title right now.
No, I just think they've built a program that looks pretty Teflon.
Okay. All right. Your opinion, they're going to win it back-to-back. My opinion, they're not.
Okay, who's beating them? Like, who's the team that you think even matches up with them? At all five positions, they're scary as all hell. That's all I'm saying.
They are, but when UConn plays that game, it's like Houston. When they go bad, they go bad. You don't know when it's going to happen. And it's no rhyme. It's kind of like Kentucky. No rhyme or reason. It's just like, wait, that team just beat you? Yeah, they did. Because they just – I mean, like I said, when they lost to Creighton, I'm sitting there like, is this really happening? But it was. They just played the worst game of their life. There is no middle ground with them. They play like this, or they flat out fall apart.
10 seconds.
Go ahead. Player A or player B?
Oh.
I'm not doing Storrs Connecticut Radio. You were more passionate about it than I am. I was just saying that's a pretty cool performance to be up by 37. I mean, if you want to turn it into WrestleMania, fine by me.
Nah, it wasn't WrestleMania, Mike. You were making it seem like they were winning the whole thing.
Nope, I wasn't. Like, look, you can say it a million times, it doesn't make it true.
Okay, and you can cut me off a million times, and it doesn't
really?
Make it true.
Really? Because I swear to okay, you know what? Move along. Do player A, player B.
How about we do it another second?
No, I want to do it right now.
Well, it's actually team A and team B.
Team A, team B, player A, player B. Right. I want to do it right now. We got plenty of time. It's one, right. We got 7 after the hour.
No, I just lost my passion. All right, here we go.
Oh, you stop it right now.
Here we go. You'll figure this out, but interesting numbers. Team A. Last 5 years. Record. 105, 105 wins, 52 losses.
105, 52. All right.
In conference, 62 wins, 27 losses.
All right.
They've won one conference title in the last 5 years.
Okay.
In the tournament, well, of course, 2020, nobody went. So right. That's erased.
Right, right.
So in the last 4 years, they did not make the tournament, lost in the first round, lost in the second round, lost in the first round.
Second, first. Oh, boy.
That's, all right. That's team A.
Okay.
Team B. Overall record in the last 5 years, 162. In conference, 55 and 44. Won one conference title. In the last 4 years of the tournament, lost in the play-in, lost in the second round, lost in the third round. Currently playing right now. So they could lose in the second round or whatever.
Does the five-year run include 19, the pre-COVID year? Or is my math terrible?
No, it does not.
Does not. So we're talking COVID.
Yeah, yes, it does. It's a COVID year where they did not go to the tournament, yes.
Okay. But would they have gone if there was one?
Both teams would have gone to the tournament, yes.
All right. I think I got a better guess on B.
Okay.
David, you've been the king of the games the last – all right. B's not MSU, is it?
B is MSU.
All right. So at least I got half of this deal. At least I know my own team. Team A. So David, do you have an initial guess, or can I have him run these numbers one more time?
Run the numbers one more time.
Just Team A.
Team A.
Yeah.
5 years. 105 and 52. In conference, 62 and 27.
All right.
They won a conference tournament. And then they also finished in 21, they didn't make the tournament. In 22, they lost in the first round. In 23, they lost in the second round. And in 24, they lost in the first round. I didn't think it was that difficult.
Is it Kentucky?
It is Kentucky. Ding, 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 ding.
Regal, you threw 8 million numbers.
Well, no, I mean, I figured when I said lost in the first round.
I know, but I didn't get into Harvard like you did. Okay. My brain takes time. Like, I can't even play blackjack without doing a computation. So, all right, so. Yeah, the problem for both of the programs, and the numbers are awesome. The problem is, if you're not winning your conference and you're not having tournament success. Now, I agree, MSU's had more of it. MSU ain't losing to 15s and 14s. Noted. The issue is if you're not putting any banner up and doing anything, it all ends up the same for me. But you're right. MSU is sitting there with your power stat on this point spread thing.
Yeah, you know what? And I forgot one, too. What? One coach wears a suit, other coach
one doesn't.
Does not.
It's notable. It matters. No, but look, your power stat was what? 7 number one overalls have been favored by 5 or less in the
four
second
or less.
Round. 4 or less in the second round in the history of this tournament.
Since 1985.
They are 1-5 straight up.
No, they're 1-7 straight up. They've lost 5. No. They've lost 5 games outright. The number one seed lost 5 games outright if they were favored by 4 points or less.
So 1-5, and this is the 7th result?
No. This is going to be the 8th time. This
will be the 8th. Well, then where's the other game? Is it 1-6? Is it 1-3?
No.
We're missing a game, right?
The one seed since 85 has gone into the second round, and in that game they were 4-point favorites or less.
How many times?
It was 7 times.
Okay, and the record in those 7 games?
Right.
What's the record?
They've only won twice.
Oh, so it's 2-5.
Right.
Okay. All right, I was trying to find the missing game.
They only covered 1 time.
All right. Now I totally get it.
They only covered once.
And that's part of what we're going to talk about at 5 o'clock, which is, guys, we didn't make the number. The analytics say one thing, which is they love MSU. Vegas does not, they're not in the business of discounts. This number, it doesn't mean MSU's winning. But when Rico gives that stat and this number appears, yesterday we had Derek Stevens on here. Derek talked to his risk assessment team and all that. We were talking about maybe a 7.5, a 9.5.
Maybe it could even be double digits.
Right, 3.5. And now it's out to 4. So it matters. We're going to talk about it at 5, and it's going to be as simple as chance or no chance. Because your eyeballs tell you one thing, and then the computers in Vegas is telling you another.
Right.
So I got to separate my own bias and look at it and go, well, maybe we got something interesting to talk about tomorrow. Because I don't know what to say. It's puzzling.
It's one of those, if you take the MSU off and forget where you graduated and just say that they were Louisville, you would look at the game differently.
Yeah, I would. I cop to that immediately. I watch this team all year long.
This is one of those things that you always used to say in college football. Yeah, when you see a line like that,
it is.
You know what to do.
Doesn't it feel that way?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it at 5. I know we got to get who said it in the mix. I know we got to get a blitz for some non-basketball because people care about a hell of a lot more than just that. We'll get your ticket texts as well. Lots to do.
Oh, by the way, Roberto's beard. Sponsored.
Oh, my God. Kenny, what are – not Kenny Cott, Kenny Smith. Who told you that looks natural?
That looks fantastic.
No, it Roberto. Man, it looks like he dipped his beard in motor oil. That's unbelievable. Kenny, you're damn near 60 years old. Now, I respect the Bond villain reset with the power turtleneck and the blazer. You can't – look at that. He looks like Zoolander in the coal mine. You cannot have that beard look that way.
If you can't embrace it, you do what the other two guys next to him did and just shave it off.
Or just, God forbid, why can't you just age gracefully?
I said, if you can't embrace it. That's when I saw that yesterday. I was just like, did he lose a bet?
Kenny Smith.
No, he's dating young from what I understand. So he wants to look young again.
Well, that doesn't – you know what? I'll leave it alone. I was probably going to say something uncouth, and I'll stay away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, Roberto, we're ready to play the game. Start talking.
All right, gentlemen, what a week of audio heard on this station. It's unbelievable. So much to choose from this week, but I got some good ones. Here we go. Let me know who said it.
Okay.
The pasta? Not a big pasta fan. But pasta bolognese is fine, whatever.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Pasta slander.
Well, I can't believe I have to do this on the first one, but I have to jank myself.
Really?
I heard this.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think I have an idea. So, I got a clue.
Kenny go first, and then Rico.
So what I'm thinking is Roberto likes the Costa is a fake Italian, not a real Italian kind of a bit. I think this might
not.
Right. I think this may have been Jim Costa.
100%. No, I'm convinced. I actually am convinced, and I can't prove it.
So he's really an Italian?
No, he's adopted. There's like his name really was Smitherman, but he was adopted by the Costas. He's the least Italian man
Costovich
I've ever met. Right, Costovich. And then he arrived at Ellis Island, and they took the Vich and said, all right, you're Costa.
Well, he said, mom's spaghetti's pretty good.
Keep it moving.
I like how you said, yeah, he threw that up in the movie.
That's the truth. Okay. Who?
Can it be that? One more time.
The pasta, not a big pasta fan, but pasta bolognese is fine, whatever.
You know what? Same show, maybe
John.
John Jansen, I'm thinking.
John has no culture to him.
I like meat. I like potato.
Thank you, John.
Bolognese.
Bolognese. Bolognese. with a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. Merlot.
Yeah, I normally go with the Champagne.
Can I make one other suggestion? Your former college roommate,
Doug.
I'm just convinced he has no fun in life when it comes to anything other than kale and bike helmets. Would Doug be an anti-pasta guy? He seems like the gluten-free.
No,
Mr. Gluten-free and all that jazz?
I'm thinking he's probably got to eat pasta because he doesn't eat meat.
Okay, fair. I'm actually going with Rico on this. I'm going with
I think they talked about it, but I think it's probably John.
Because remember they were doing the last meal thing?
Yeah.
But all I heard John doing was like grunting into the microphone and talking about rare meat. I'm like, all right, cool. All right. Everybody locked in? David has
proverbially abstained.
Left himself out. I'm going to use a more appropriate term.
Let me say this. Roberto, you tell me if I'm wrong. I heard the conversation. This is John Jansen. He was very critical on everyone's list, and he said this about Costa.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently, if it wasn't elk, he wasn't interested in eating.
I like to eat the caribou while it's still moving.
No.
Okay.
You eat the antlers.
Good fiber. You melt down the antlers and make shoes. I made a gun rack once out of a whale. I'm like, all right, dude. And then I shot the whale. He looked at me wrong. All right, let's keep it moving. I could probably do that the rest of the segment.
All right, here we go. All of a sudden, there is way too much, and then they load up the toilet, and you got to break out the plunger.
What? Whoa. Whoa. All right, curveball. No, this is means Roberto's doing his job. Whoa. Oh, by the way, speaking of loading up the toilet.
No.
What? He got stomach bug.
I know
what that's translation for.
I am. let the man be sick in peace.
Whoa.
We've been glued to the TV. He's been glued to the bowl.
All right, keep that phone charged.
That's right.
Lord knows he doesn't keep that clown car charged.
All right, let's get to it.
I have no idea.
David, do you have any?
Can I hear it one more time?
All of a sudden, there is way too much. Then they load up the toilet, and you got to break out the plunger.
It's got to be Gator. Makes no sense. Yeah, so it has to be Gator.
I was about to say, it just sounds like they were talking about something, and it just I hear it in Gator's voice. So, Wojo hasn't worked all week, so
Cookies,
can't be
is
him.
That you?
Yeah, that was there.
Kenny, do you have anything to say, or are you
break
just not
out,
partaking?
No, break out the plunger feels like a Gator phrasing, so I'm going to say Gator.
God, that's gross.
Yeah, I hear the Gator.
I love how somebody talking about a plunger is their calling card. Do we want to make this like a team parlay we just say Gator?
I think so, because Gator is the breakout guy.
Yes, he is.
All right, Roberto, we're going to go down with the boat. Mm-hmm. We're all going to say Gator.
Who said it?
Wow.
He went back to back on us.
Wow.
Did I did.
Good for Roberto. That's tricky. I'll give credit where it's due. What the hell was John talking about, or do I not want to know?
They were talking about all their Heather's kids and his kids that they put too much toilet paper in the bowl, and they put the toilet paper in the wrong way. It was a whole toilet paper discussion.
I thought it would be his recollection of, like, eating a brontosaurus, and the next morning things got difficult.
And I wrote that on the list today, Mike. At 5 o'clock, we're exclusively talking toilet paper, just so you guys know.
You are. Maybe some other shows are.
Toilet paper.
Not this one. Let's keep it moving.
All right, number three.
Let's go to number three.
I like Shaka Smart. I like that he wears a polo.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, the words "like Shaka Smart" would never have emanated from this show. Rico hates Shaka Smart more than Putin. Rico loathes this man.
I think this is from this show.
No.
I think this is from this show. And it's from the person sitting next to me on Wednesday.
Except you have a problem. I wasn't here Wednesday.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh. Jeff Rieger.
And you could almost hear it, because, like, Rieger pops his peas. He's like, he wears a polo. He wears a polo.
I think this is Jeff Rieger.
I was going to ask if he was eligible. I was leaning Rieger. Okay.
I'll abstain. I was in the air. So I got nothing. Kenny? Or wait, Kenny was here.
Yeah, I was here. If you're so confident on Rieger, I'll join you with it, Rico.
Because I was saying that I don't like Shaka Smart, and Rieger was like, no, I like him. Maybe he wears a polo.
That part I know. You hate that man.
I don't hate the man. He hasn't won
How
anything.
How dare you hate Jeff Rieger like that, Rico?
Rieger's fine. All right, Roberto. Let's see.
Who said it?
Unbelievable.
Hey, buddy.
Top drawer. Top drawer work from Rico Emerson Beard. That's a great – I got to tell you, all it takes is State to win by 20, then this guy locks in. Then they're gonna lose on Saturday, and he's going to come in like a drunken sailor next week. Won't even be able to form a sentence.
No. OU, baby.
Oh, stop. Now you're going on that bandwagon? You didn't go there. All right. Listen.
Michigan fans didn't go. Never.
Just a cheap shot of cheap shots. All right, listen, Roberto, I want to do more, but we are – way over time. So let's behave ourselves. That is Who Said It.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We wanted to do something fun with David because David doesn't do much of anything in the way of things that are just not, appropriate, higher level. I don't know what to say. He doesn't drink. He don't smoke. He don't cuss. And he don't gamble. But I said to David.
I didn't realize he didn't gamble.
Oh, no. No, no. And we're going to change that.
Because what's he doing there, staring at the wall?
Wait. So how did the church get the new robes?
You know, if I say what I'm going to say next, it'll be offensive, so I won't do it. But I said to Dave, here's the deal. Yesterday, I went 2-4. I didn't have a good day. I didn't do a good job. I had one brutal beat, but who cares? Everybody does. So I said to David, I said, look, man, if it's not too much, I'm going to make a trade. I'll buy you dinner. But we need to make a Holy Ghost wager today. We have got a gaggle of religious schools playing today, including one university that says they're a Marianist, which is just a fancy word for Catholic. But I said, David, who of these religious schools is the most favored? So you have St. Mary's, which is Catholic / Marianist. You got TCU, which is Christian. Grand Canyon is something called One Foundation, which I don't know. They're like West Coast Liberty. They're a pay-to-play religion school. And then what I deem to be religion light, because seemingly everyone from Utah is into religion and Mormon and stuff. But David, can you offer us a selection that you believe will be divinely inspired so we can get some bankroll back, or as I put it in here, you can fulfill your role and lead us out of Nazareth or whatever hillbilly town they walked out of.
Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
What selection today from Greater Life Church will make us sound like that?
I was about to say, yeah, we missed one. It's already
Marquette.
Baylor.
Oh, you're...
Yeah, we did miss another
one. And Marquette, who's Jesuit. So, David, take us through the late slate for the people, because they're going to get home. They want to relax tonight, and I want them to feel like they have a gambling edge because they are highly favored. They are anointed, if you will.
And before you do it, David, there's one game. You got a 50-50 chance for one game.
I know. But here's the thing.
Jesus love more?
I was looking at things yesterday, and if I would have done this yesterday, my choice would have been St. Peter's. Exactly. I wanted to tell people this because you may not want to go with what I go with.
You wouldn't have been in the gates of heaven.
It would have been a bad day yesterday.
Gates of bankruptcy.
But what I'm looking at for today is St. Mary's. St. Mary's is the 5-seed. That is the 50-50 game, Rico, going against Grand Canyon. But I'm going with that side of the bracket there. I truly believe in St. Mary's, and it helps that they have overtaken Gonzaga in their conference.
Hold on,
I love that part.
In the battle of religion, I'm kidding. We're not doing that.
I would have taken the other side of that coin.
You love GCU. Woo! I do.
Wow.
You know what the thing is? David might be now, but see, the difference is David needs to bless this. Now, what kind of prayer do you make to bet on a NCAA tournament game?
I don't know.
Us Cade.
And see how that worked out.
Cade is just fine. It's not his fault this team's
now we
an
have to trade him.
Failure.
I don't know.
Everyone loves Grand Canyon.
They do.
But you've got the closest connection to the big guy upstairs. Rico, I think we got to go St. Mary's.
Oh, my.
Which I was going to do. He can't bring himself to.
I see. I'm looking at his face right now.
That's a Phoenix-based school.
He's not
Rico's
happy about
gone
that.
To games there. In fact, Rico has a student ID. Their student section at Grand Canyon is wild, man. They dress up. They're wearing ski goggles.
Yeah, it's like that tournament, that golf tournament that they do down there.
The waste management.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But St. Mary's is going to be the Holy Ghost selection of the day?
I think so. I truly think so.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
Not confident in TCU.
I'm going to make – today I didn't like the card nearly as much. I got a couple plays after the show. I'm going to make St. Mary's an aggressive selection. And if it hits, I'm going to have an envelope for Greater Life Church. Now, I'm not telling you you're going to be able to buy a brand new organ, but I will make an anonymous donation to Greater Life. And you can tell the man upstairs we're calling it even.
Now, could you include Nebraska because they're in the Bible Belt?
No.
I'm not. Even, no.
The actual religious hub of college basketball is Creighton. Creighton's another religious school. I don't know what denomination.
You talk about Bible Belt, then that means you have to include Purdue.
That's not the Bible Belt.
That's just
it reaches.
It does not.
Man, the state of Indiana ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. Right. It's got a lot to do with meth. Meth and spaceships. That's what Purdue does.
Crab cakes and football.
Right, that's what we do. And we recruit 7-footers from Planet Nebular.
They have another one.
No, they do not. They went from Ivan Drago to Zach Edey to who?
He's 7'1", I believe.
I quit,
he sits
man.
On their bench. I think they redshirted him this year.
Wow. I'll be damned. Are you serious?
Not joking.
Wow. You know what? They got those space labs down there. What do you want to bet they're building these dudes in a lab?
They're just bringing them back from the moon.
Right. They went up to the asteroid with Harry Stamper, and they came back with Zach Edey's little brother.
Who's next?
These guys are aliens. They're all 7 foot tall and good.
They've had one for the last 12 seasons now.
So Ivan Drago, what the hell was his name?
Haas.
Spencer Haas.
Yeah, Haas.
So it was Haas and Edey. Who's the original Drago down there?
I forgot the guy.
I can see his face.
Wait, because at one point they had two. They had a black one and a white one. Played on the same team, same time.
I'm going to make an assumption here, but are you African-American?
Right.
Well, we are in Vegas, so.
Wow.
Yeah. They've had a 7-footer, and they have another one coming next season.
Wow.
Fantastic. Maybe at some point Tom will recruit a big with hands.
Well, we had Ibaka.
I'm going to leave that alone. The best big of my life. You will laugh when I say this. I'm talking a pure center. My favorite center of all time at State, mm-hmm. Goran Sutan.
Gee.
I love Goran Sutan.
You know, You know who I like when he finally got his life together?
Who?
Was Derek Nix.
Oh, rest in peace to the competition?
Yeah.
Now, do you consider Hudson a center? I don't.
No.
He was a center stopper.
See, to me, he was Tillman.
Ah. Fertile?
He could play. Well, he does have a kid that they're recruiting, so.
And I do have some stories about him from
X?
No.
Oh.
Of Hutt on our days matriculating at the good old U. But those are not for air.
As he matriculated through the student union.
Yigley Gilchrist.
Hey, he did a lot of matriculating. We'll just leave it there.
They got a statue of him outside of Yakeley.
They may. They may. All right, we'll just leave that alone, and we'll get you football today next. So St. Mary's is your Greater Life. This is sponsored by Greater Life Church, also presented by Jesus.
With the new choir robes.
Right, St. Mary's tonight for the new organ.
Jesus, is that you?
Let's do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.